All right. Good evening, everybody. The time is now 8 p.m. in Vancouver. Welcome to the Check-In and Chat.net. My name is Gary, and I'll be a net control operator tonight. My personal call sign is Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo. This net takes place on Fridays and Sundays at 8 p.m. and is open to all amateur radio operators. We would like to thank the BCFMCA for the use of this repeater. This repeater is sometimes used for emergency coordination. When you are called, please leave a short break before transmitting to allow any emergency or priority traffic to break in. Net Control will also leave a short break when responding. Like that. This net takes place in several parts. First we'll have announcements, then we'll have check-ins, and then we'll go through the list and have a round-robin discussion. Tonight, our topic will be, do you have a dress code for work? Do you have to get it, or do you feel we should be dressed up for work and the above? This was a conversation that came up at the airfield today with a bunch of airline pilot types and all that. Do you wear a tie for work? Things like that. So, do you have a dress code for work? There's a good one for us for tonight. This is an informal net, so please don't feel limited to my topic. All subjects are welcome. Bit of ka-chunking going on in the background, so I'll try to work around all of that. Okay, let's move on to announcements. I'll begin by encouraging you to sign up for net reminders at www.checkinandchat.net. These reminders come by email on the morning of the net, and in addition to reminding you about the net, they'll also let you know who the NCO is. Okay, let's work around that. Do we have any other stations with announcements for the net? Please come now with your call sign and name.
Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo, Reg.
Good evening there, Reg. Go ahead with your announcement.
Good evening, Gary. Good evening, Net. Thank you for doing the net, Gary. That ker-chunking's been going on for an hour. I don't know what that's all about. I have my usual announcements. The Surrey Club is meeting at the ungodly hour of 7 a.m. to have breakfast at Denny's. Come join us. If you're an early bird, you'd be very welcome, but don't be too late because it has been busy lately. We're getting close to 30 people out there. And so if you're late, you're going to be off on a second row of tables and all that stuff. So, again, that's 6850 King George Boulevard in Surrey, Denny's Restaurant, 7 a.m. After that, we head over to our clubhouse, which is called the OTC. That's at 5756 142 Street in Surrey, 142 Street, right by the old City Hall. And that's around 9:30 that we open that up until about noon. I don't believe there are any great activities going on tomorrow, so the odds are pretty good that if you wanted to use the radios, that could be arranged, and you can certainly use the testing equipment almost any week. I will break for another announcement. Bit of a non-announcement, actually. The Advanced Amateur Study Group is in full swing, but given that we're now in Section 5 of 7, I don't know if it's a great time to be joining. If you're interested, you can find details at advancedamateur.ca. Click on certification. But again, the group is now well into the study material, and probably it would be better if you started from the beginning another time around. That is it for my announcements. I will definitely be in for your topic. VA7 ZEB.
Roger that, Reg. Thanks very much for your announcement. Do we have any more announcements for the net? Please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu, Rosemary.
Bless you.
Rosemary, go ahead with your announcement.
We have two children here. I'm sorry I said that. I thought we were on check-in. Apologize. 73.
Oh, that's no problem at all, Rosemary. I look forward to hearing you on the round table there in a few moments there. Any other announcements, please? Apart from that, ka-chunking going on there. Okay. All right. What we'll do now is we'll move on to check-in. So please come now in groups of about three with your call sign and your name. And we'll carry on here. Three at a time, please.
Victor Expo 7, Juliet, Sierra Oscar.
Bravo, and the Canadian Kitty Crew with Jonathan.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie, Oscar, Juliet, Jim.
Okay, well, hold there for a second there. I got Victor Echo 7, Juliet, Sierra, Oscar. Can I grab your name there?
Yes, this is Jason. I actually made it first this time in a pileup. I'm pretty surprised. So, yep, Jason from Pitt Meadows. Anyways, back to you.
Roger that, Jason. Actually, I had your name up already. There was somebody else underneath Jason. Can you come again with your call sign name?
Probably me, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Juliet, Bob, Jonathan, out here in Mission with the Canadian Kitty Crew.
Roger that, Jonathan. Yeah, I thought that was you there. Okay, and then we had Jim at Charlie, Oscar, Juliet. Did I get that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Sorry, I dropped my microphone. Yeah, it's Jim here in Surrey.
Okay, Roger that, Jim. Thanks very much for that. I'm using my hand. I'm going to have to get one of those pedal mics, you know, like all the professionals have one of these days. Okay, I'll take three more. Go ahead. Surely, to gosh, there's got to be three more people coming in for the check-in and chat. That, please come now, three at a time.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Foxfire Romeo, Ping.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta, Mike.
Okay, got two more there. I believe that was Victor Echo 7, Mike Quebec Delta, was it, Mike? Okay, I'll take that as a yes, and I got Victor Echo 7, Papa Foxtrot Romeo Ping as well in there. Okay, three more, please.
Victor Echo 7, Mike, Echo 8,
Hotel Echo Delta, George in Fort Moody.
Okay, I got, I believe, Mike Tango X-Ray. Can I grab your name there, please?
Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-Ray. This is Gerald in Burnaby, Edmonds.
Okay, Roger that, Gerald. Actually, I had your name punched up as I did that, so I'm getting better at this, I think. And I got George. I missed your call sign there. George, can you come again?
I'm VE7, Hotel Echo Delta.
Roger that, George. I got you there. Okay, three more, please.
Hey, Gary, did you get me, Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Bravo, Charlie, Nathan?
Negative, Nathan, you must have been on the leave. I just missed you there, but I got you now. Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Bravo, Charlie. Good stuff. I got you in the list here, Nathan. Okay, any more?
I believe it's X-Ray Bravo, Charlie.
Roger, got that X-Ray Bravo Charlie. Thanks, Nathan. Any more?
That ka-chunking thing is a bit annoying, but there you go. Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll hold it here for now. We'll see if anybody else checks in a bit. So I'm going to roll back up to the top of the list with Reg at Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo. Do you dress for work there, Reg? And do you believe in dress codes?
Good evening, Gary, again. Good evening, Ness, again. This is Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo. I don't have much to report for the net. I haven't had a very exciting radio week, and so I am going to just dive right into your topic. It is interesting. I work for myself, so really, we don't have a dress code at all. But we dress fairly well. You know, we're old, so we don't... We're not into this whole going to work in runners thing and all that. So even though we don't really have a dress code, it's something that I guess just comes a little naturally. We're not super informal. It is interesting. When I had my data center, it's almost 10 years since I sold my data center, so time flies. But when I had my data center, one government program I worked with required me to write down my dress code. They didn't require me to have any specific dress code, but they required me to write it down. And I didn't know what the hell to do, so I asked my ops guy, my manager, what he thought we were writing. He had no idea. So we wrote down that we preferred that you come to work dressed, but we weren't obsessed about it. That was the only dress code I ever implemented at any business I've ever owned. So that's my approach to it. Anyway, back to NetVA7ZEB.
Yes, very interesting there, Reg. I mean, early on in my computer career, we all had to have polished shoes and ties. I wasn't with IBM, so I didn't have to wear a blue one all the time. Hi. All right, thanks very much for that, Reg. I'll move on to Rosemary at Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. What do you think of dress codes and dressing for work?
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. Well, if you've got a dress code, I guess you got to do it. But where I was, I didn't have to really wear anything as long as I was warm working in the freezer. So I had lots of clothes on. I'll let you talk to Roselle, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-Ray Romeo.
Evening, Gary. Thank you for doing the net tonight. Yeah, dress code, I have business casual at work, so we do have to dress up for the office, but it is a little bit more casual than being too formal. And I'm going to pass you over to Josie next, and thank you in 7-3.
Hey, Gary, this is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa, and I give you an extra call sign to Victor Echo 7, Hotel Bravo Golf.
Hey.
My husband's call sign. Yeah, we're all just sitting here visiting, and not much else to report. Hope you have a great night. And, oh, I don't work, so I don't have to wear anything special. Thank you for taking my check in 7-3.
All right, Roger, that, Jose, at least you're wearing something. There you go. Hi. And sorry, can I grab your husband's call sign again? It faded out for a moment there. I'll just jot it down here.
Victor Echo 7.
Hotel Bravo Golf.
And state of Victor.
I got it that time. Thanks very much for that, Hotel Bravo Golf. And does he have any dress coding for work? All right, thank you very much for that, Richard. Good to hear from you as well, of course. Okay, I'll move on now to Jason at Victor Echo 7, Juliet Sierra Oscar. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening. So in my career, I've worked in IT pretty much all my life for, I'm going to say like 25 years in the industry. And yes, I've always had to, I hadn't had to dress up.